School districts nationwide are struggling to find textbooks that are aligned with the rigorous Common Core standards for math and English language arts. Some say it's an example of the controversial standards outpacing resources. WYPR's Gwendolyn Glenn takes a look at the textbook issue in this installment of our series, Common Core, a work in progress.
According to a recent study by the Education Week Research Center, less than one-third of teachers nationwide say their textbooks are aligned with the Common Core standards. But Richard Weisenhoff, Baltimore County's executive director of academics, says publishers tell a different story.
A lot of the textbook publishers started putting seals, on little stamps on their books saying they were Common Core aligned, even before the standards had been approved.
I've heard of this. I haven't seen much of it.
Jay Diskey is executive director of the Association of American Publishers.
I am not disputing the claims of Maryland officials. At the same time, everyone should approach this, you know, with an open mind. There's going to be some claims that may not exactly be the type of claims that we would like to see. But I see an industry that is working very hard to get this right.
Several national education groups conducted studies to determine the quality of textbooks school districts used last year.
We found that they don't particularly line up very well with the Common Core.
William Schmidt, director of Michigan State Center for the Study of Curriculum, led a study that analyzed more than 700 books used in grades K through 8. He found
many of the standards that should be in the book for that particular grade level that are not, and a large proportion of the book is about other things than what should be being covered at that particular grade level.
In Baltimore County, a committee of school staffers and residents invites publishers in to make presentations to ensure that the books they purchase are Common Core aligned. Richard Weisenhoff.
We'll use our own rules to ensure that what they're saying is actually what we see. And it does support the Common Core. But yes, it's a lot of money we're talking about, so we're very judicious in our selection process. And we really want to make sure that what we're purchasing supports the Maryland College and Career Ready standards as well as what our needs are.
The school board has final approval on textbook purchases. Weisenhoff says they spent $6.9 million on new elementary English language arts books last year. In Baltimore City, a spokesperson said they made no major textbook purchases last year. Individual principals decide when new books are needed. Emily Hunter, Arlington Elementary Middle's principal, says her school is getting away from textbooks and using Common Core guides in teaching the new curriculum.
Most of it is district-created materials, but Common Core gets away from the textbook-driven educational system. So it's more so kids talking and really engaged in their learning hands-on.
So in math and English language arts, they don't have textbooks?
No. They use real authentic novels.
But what about the grammar part and all of that?
There are resources that we can use for the grammar that we have in the school, but we tie it in so it's more natural instead of the scripted way.
For those schools that do use textbooks, Michigan State's Schmidt advises officials to use Common Core supplements with existing textbooks and wait a year as newer books, which he says are getting better, are released.
At this point, the jury is out as to whether we have any really well-aligned books. So I'm hesitant to suggest that people buy anything new at this point in time.
EdReports.org, a new national organization, is taking on the task of vetting textbooks to determine if they are Common Core aligned. They will start this year by analyzing 21 math textbook series for grades K through 8. Maryland Superintendent Dr. Lillian Lowry sits on the organization's board. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting for 88.1 WYPR.